Rosh Hashanah Perk Beis Mishnah Tes. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel. So when Rabbi Gamliel heard that Rabbi Yeshua was paskening like Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus and not like him, Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. So what he sent to him was, Gezrani alecha shetavo etzli b'makelcha uv'moisecha b'yom ha-kippurim shechalios b'chesh b'nach. I am making a gzera on you that you should come to me with your staff and with your money on Yom Kippur that falls out according to your cheshbon. In other words, according to you, what I think is chol, you think is Yom Kippur. Because I, Rabbi Gamliel, accepted the Eidus, and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei started a day earlier, and therefore Yud Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur, is a day earlier. Let's say it fell out on a Tuesday. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, the 10th of Tishrei would have been the next day. And now Rabbi Gamliel was telling him he has to come on that day that he thought it was Yom Kippur. He has to now come to accept Rabbi Gamliel's psak regarding the month. Halachu Matzah Rabbi Akiva Meitzar. So Rabbi Akiva came and he found Rabbi Yeshua distressed over this. Amar lo, so Rabbi Akiva said to him, Yesh li lilmoit shekol ma she'asa Rabbi Gamliel asay. I can learn out that anything that Rabbi Gamliel does is considered like it's done. That's the halacha. Shenemar, Eilem o'adei Hashem mikroi kodesh asher tikru osam. Bein bizmanon, bein shaloi bizmanon. Whether when you the Beis Din or you the Nasi call it the Rosh Chodesh, the Moadim, bein bizmanon, bein shalo bizmanon. It doesn't matter if it's actually the right time or not the right time. Ein li moados ela elu. That's the way to learn the pasuk. These are the only moados, how you call them. So even if you hold that Rabbi Gamliel was incorrect, since Rabbi Gamliel is a Nasi, and that's how he calculated it, that's how the Torah recognizes it. Bolo etzer Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus. So now Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus. Now, Shaila is, why do you have to go to him? But remember, Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus was the one that questioned Rabbi Gamliel's psak. So when Rabbi Yeshua went back to him, Amar lo, Rabbi Dosa said to him, Imbon anu ladun acher Beis Dino Shor Rabbi Gamliel. If we're going to go and question after the Beis Din of Rabbi Gamliel, then we would have to question and inquire on every single Beis Din from Moshe Rabbeinu until now. Shenemar, Vayal Moshe v'Aaron Nadav Aviyu v'Shivim Mizikne Yisrael. And Moshe and Aaron, Nadav and Aviyu, and the 70 Zakenim, they all went up. V'lomaloi nisparshu shmoisin shal Zakenim. Hakman Torah doesn't reveal the names of the Zakenim. Elalamed, shekol shlosha u'shlosha sha'amdu Beis Din al Yisrael. To teach that any time you have three people standing on a Beis Din shal Yisrael, harehu kebeis dino shal Moshe. It's like you're part of Moshe's Beis Din. And that's why the Torah doesn't specify the names of the 70 Zakenim. Natal makalo mosav biyado. So then he took his staff and his money in his hand to show that he was complying. V'holoch liYavna etzor Rabbi Gamliel biyom shechal yom kippurim lios b'cheshbono. And he went to Yavna, where Rabbi Gamliel was, on the day that T.E. Rabbi Yeshua would have held that it was Yom Kippur, and he obviously was being mechal that day. Amar Rabbi Gamliel unishaku al rosh. Rabbi Gamliel stood up, kissed him on his head. Amar lo, and he said to him, Bo v'shalom. Come in peace, Rabbi v'talmidi, my teacher, my Talmud, Rabbi b'chachma, my teacher in chachma, v'talmidi shekipalti dvari, but my Talmud that you accepted my words.